It's worse than you thought.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The recession deepened late last year, even more than we knew. This morning, the government reported the U.S. economy shrank at an annual rate of 6.2% in the fourth quarter. That's the worst quarterly showing in 26 years. The government had first reported the drop as 3.8%. This new number shows just how severely businesses and consumers are cutting back. The government just got deeper into banking giant Citigroup. This morning, the Treasury Department announced it's acquiring 36% of Citi's common stock. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch is with us now. Dan, did taxpayers just give Citigroup more money?
Well, the previous two bailouts were for $45 billion, and we're not adding a cent to those previous bailouts. What we're doing is we're converting preferred stock to common stock. And common stock is the last money that gets paid back in a liquidation. So basically, taxpayers are now on the hook for a lot more.
And why did the administration decide this was the right move now?
Well, that's because Citi is in such trouble. I mean, it right now has an estimated $300 billion in risky assets. And it has to pay, therefore, much more whenever it wants to borrow money. So if it has to pay more to borrow money, that makes it much more difficult for Citi to make money. And it's losing the confidence of its corporate clients as well as its investors. If there's a doubt that Citi will be able to exist in a year or two, big companies aren't going to want to do business with them anymore.
Dan, the markets have been screaming for clarity from the White House on its banking policy. How much clarity does this deal give us about Citigroup's future?
Well, I think this says in no uncertain terms that the government just isn't going to let Citigroup fail. I think after they let Lehman Brothers go bankrupt in September and then watched the havoc that that has caused on the credit markets ever since, they've basically said that they are willing to shift the risk of Citigroup from shareholders onto taxpayers.
Marketplace's Dan Gretsch, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Citigroup stock is down about 30% this morning at $1.71 a share. Citi is one of the Dow 30 industrials, and the Dow is off 34 points, or about 0.5%. Banking worries also spreading to Bank of America. B of A stock is down 10% at $4.79 a share. On the NASDAQ, biotechnology shares have been down today. The president's budget plans might hurt profits in some healthcare, biotech, and pharmaceutical companies. Overall, though, the NASDAQ is up 2.5 points. That's a gain of 0.2%. The S&P 500 is off 5 points or 0.75%. Major European markets are down 2-3% at this hour. Asian markets were mostly lower today. Vice President Joe Biden is in Philadelphia today for the first meeting of his so-called middle-class task force. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite says the White House hopes to help working families in Philly by helping the environment.
How do green jobs and the middle class go together? Mark Allen Hughes is Philadelphia's sustainability director. He says traditionally a middle class job was a stable job.
And a key element of stability is to be part of a growing sector. That's the attraction of this so-called green job sector, that when we're talking about renewable energy and energy efficiency in buildings, that you're making a commitment to the jobs for which you train people.
He says the sector will grow fast in coming years, fueled initially by government funding. Sushada Poynter is a newly trained energy auditor in Philly. She earns $11 an hour.
I start from the bottom and work my way up. So far, it has been a big opening door for me.
A door she expects many others to step through as people and businesses try to save money through energy conservation. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you've done some traveling abroad, you may have bought some ethnic arts and crafts for your home. A Mexican mask, a wood carving from Kenya. But are you sure they're authentic? Globalization means more and more African arts and crafts are being made in factories that are not in the countries they claim to be from. Gretchen Wilson reports from Johannesburg that real crafters are struggling to compete.
This sidewalk serves as a studio for African artist Boaz Majenga. He strings wires with tiny beads to make the distinctive animal sculptures this region's known for.
This one is a small leopard, and this is a lion.
He's asking $35 for this lion, about the size of a house cat. It's these skills that put bread on the table for his wife and sons, and his extended family.
I think it's nearly 20 people. They depend on me, so I need to support them.
Many of the 1 million traditional craft artists in South Africa might otherwise be unemployed, but they pump more than $300 million a year into the economy. It's tough for them to compete with Chinese manufacturers who flood the market with cheaper replicas.
They can buy things at a cheaper price, then they can go there and remake it, and they make profit out of us.
And they do, at shopping malls like this one in Johannesburg, where shelves are loaded with foreign-made baskets, beaded jewelry, and wooden giraffes, all mass-produced. Priscilla Nioni is with Craft Yorona, a company that promotes local artists.
It's something that has been happening for years now, and our government hasn't been intervening.
She says there's more at stake than just employment.
That's African identity, and they're actually stealing it.
Artists sometimes turn to copyrights and intellectual property laws to protect their work, but that's expensive, so African artists are easily exploited, especially the rural poor. Anitra Nettleton is an art historian at Wits University.
They don't have access to the kinds of legal ways of protecting their designs, and so anyone can use them because there's nothing to stop, and that's immoral.
South Africa's artists are trying to innovate to keep one step ahead of look-alike imports. They say it's now up to consumers to make sure they're buying the real thing. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is off 51 points at 7130. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.